You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good Friday afternoon. Welcome into Grant and Danny. March 8th, 2024. We're taking you all the way up to 6:30 this evening. Beltway Blitz, 2 hours away at 4 o'clock. What's up, Danny?
I feel bad today, man. I'm a little down. Imagine all those Pittsburgh Penguin fans that went to a game last night to try to see their team win. You know? That's tough for them. I was thinking about all of them last night when they had to go home. They didn't get to see any goals for the Penguins. That's got to be hard. You know, facing those kinds of realities. Listen, I know what's going on with the Capitals. We're going to talk about the trades. One Stanley Cup legend is out of here. A couple other guys, they're retooling. They had a bunch of draft picks. They're doing the right things. If it didn't give me some very pleasant satisfaction last night to whoop the tookus of those Pittsburgh Penguins. Anytime, any place, I will take that. Them getting skunked like that, Ovi scores, sign me up.
Yeah, checked all the boxes of Caps fans.
Everyone.
Destroying the Penguins, Ovi scoring. The kids came to play. Maresh Tachanko.
Yes.
First goal. Hendrix LaPierre, tickle and twine. And you hung a touchdown on the Pittsburgh Penguins while blanking them in their building. Everybody in Pittsburgh was very sad, making excuses.
Sign me up.
Let's do it. Nice little DC sports evening ahead. The Nats have a spring training game against the Cardinals. You just heard Toby discussing the matchup tonight at 6:05 East in West Palm Beach. Josiah Gray will be on the mound for the Nationals, who's thrown the ball really well early in camp. I do think he's got a chance to be the opening day starter. Basically, it's going to come down to, do they want to give Patrick Corbin the nod because, as a lifetime achievement award, he was here in 2019 and helped pitch them to the World Series, and he's been the opening day starter just because he was the veteran on the staff the last couple of years, so he just kind of finishes 6 years with the team with that tradition continuing, or do you actually go meritocracy style based on who the best pitchers are, performing the best in camp, who have the best chance to have a good season? And if that's the case, then JoJo, who was splendid last spring and has been really good in his couple outings this spring, if he keeps throwing well, starting tonight against St. Louis and moving forward, he's very much in the mix there.
He was their best pitcher last year from wire to wire. He was an all-star. He should be the opening day starter. But in years past, I get why maybe you don't, because you want to take the pressure off of a kid, or you know, you want to control some innings or whatever. But it's time to me to pass the torch. But they're respectful of guys that have done it at a high level. I know Patrick Corbin hasn't in some time, but he's still got a pretty good career. A lot of pelts on the wall under his belt. And you know, it's one of those things where you're trying to give a nod to a veteran, someone that's gone through it, et cetera. So I can understand the other direction, but I would love to see Gray get the call.
Potential history for the Wizards tonight, Danny, at Capital One Arena.
The good kind?
They are 9-53.
Yeah.
They have lost 16 consecutive games. Mm-hmm. They are playing a terrible Charlotte team. 15-47. Now, they're not.
Oh, come on.
They're not as bad as the Wizards are. But they're really bad.
Yep.
If the Wizards lose 17 in a row, first time in franchise history, they have tied the record for 16 straight losses, which matches a run that they had in 09-10. And we're sticking it up a little bit here. I signed up for this.
Yep.
I'm perfectly content. In fact, I kind of love the way this has gone lately, where they're positioning themselves very well to potentially get the number one overall pick. The value that comes with that, whether you take the pick or you move around, the top of the draft board. But they're also playing a lot of close games lately. Certainly more often than not, they're competing. They were up by 19 and somehow lost last time out. But against Orlando, they ran out of gas, lost by 10. It was a 2-3-point game with a couple of minutes to play. So if I could design a way for their season to go, it would be that Bilal Coulibaly, who Ryan met on the street in D.C. yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and Corey Kispert and Denny Avdija and some of the up-and-coming young players develop, and they are playing in competitive games, and then they're eventually losing to give themselves the best chance to have the highest pick possible. Everything's coming up the way the plan was drawn up right now. My one gripe is, at the beginning of this season, I was really hoping that as it pertains to the top of the draft, somebody would step forward, or it would seem like maybe, oh, this draft is actually a lot better early on than we thought. And I keep waiting for someone to say that, and they're not saying that. It does sound like this is not a great year to be picking at the very top. Having said that, the job is to find the guy. There are guys in this class. There are guys in every class. I have hope.
There's going to be a player somewhere, yeah.
The winger Dawkins group is going to be able to do it after they hit on, seemingly, Coulibaly. But if they lose tonight, it's 17 in a row. It's a new franchise record.
I'm with you. If there were, for the sake of argument, 10 things that I wanted to happen this year, I think 6 or 7 of them have. That's pretty good when you talk about best laid plans.
What's not on that list?
Jordan Poole being consistent and turning into a trade chip, then moving on from Kyle Kuzma to bring some things back and return to a contender.
Jordan Poole's first half pre-All-Star break was terrible.
Was awful.
And I would say, I would go as far as to say it was like certainly the biggest disappointment of the year.
Mm-hmm.
For what it's worth, and it might not be much, he has been a lot better since
moving
break.
To the bench. He's taken that demotion, whatever you want to call it. I know we talked to Glenn Consor the other day. He didn't call it that. I think that's what it is. He viewed it that way, certainly, and he's run with it. He's actually been really good. He's been doing a lot more playmaking and stuff. I thought Tyus Jones might be a trade chip as well, someone that's on a one-year deal. But other than that, you already touched on it. Coulibaly, yes. Kispert, development. Avdija, development. Watching some other youngsters maybe get some moments here and there. So, yeah, losing a whole bunch of games. I don't care how many wins they come up with. It's easy to make fun. It's easy to snipe in columns or, make a joke or two, and we will certainly shtick it up. But, yeah, you were signing up for this. If you're not competing at a high level, you do this.
I don't think this is going to happen, but just looking at the schedule and seeing who they're playing, how good those teams are. If they lose this game tonight to Charlotte is really bad. There's a path to them having lost 27 straight going into a game on March 29th against the Pistons. 27 straight, Danny.
Hard to do.
Again, I don't think they'll be able to pull that off. It's the NBA. Guys just sit. Teams just take nights off. Eventually, you're going to be able to find a win.
Yeah, but the three-point shot, somebody's unconscious that night, whatever.
Detroit tied the NBA record with 28 straight losses earlier in the season. They could be playing the Pistons on March 29th to try to avoid like all-time bad team immortality. But that's way ahead of where we are now. Get a win tonight, end the streak, and then start losing again pretty quickly, hopefully.
Thank you.
So that you can get that number one pick. The Capitals are idle this evening after they whooped up on the Penguins. You mentioned the 6-0 shutout victory last night. It was awesome to watch. They play the Blackhawks at home tomorrow. Speaking of bad teams, Chicago's not very good. The Capitals have to win that game if they want to keep their playoff hopes alive. What do you make of they're selling off? They're clearly packing up shop on this season from a front office standpoint. And we're expected to be joined today by General Manager Brian McClellan, who is the architect of all the moves that they're making here at the deadline. After the deadline comes and goes at 3:00, he's going to meet with the media, and then we think we'll have him on the phone to discuss some of what they got done. But the Capitals, it's not like the players in the locker room are going to stop playing. You saw last night, the
yep.
kids were all right. They lit it up. They pummeled the Penguins, who are basically the same team in the standings. Right now, Washington is only 3 points back, effectively, from the playoffs. So I think they're doing the right thing, totally, by selling off and not trying to push all your chips in to make the playoffs. I should say they're 7 points back from playoff contention in Philadelphia. But it's not like they can't make the postseason. They obviously have to string wins together, and tomorrow night is one that they got to get.
Right. It's still secondary to me. As long as McMichael, Alexiev, Miroshnichenko, Sandin, all the kids are getting heavy minutes, and if they achieve I'll take what comes. Happy with that, right? You're clearing the deck a little bit, getting some future picks, and they've done a really good job of that. We'll ask Brian McClellan about that when he does join us. But as long as the youngsters are the ones doing it and it's not, you know, 37, 38-year-old guy at the end of his career trying to squeeze out one more playoff run, that's what they're majoring in, then I'm totally fine with it. I mean, you saw moments from, as you touched on, moments from LaPierre and some of the other kids here over this last week or so. I am all in favor of it. Go for it. It's a valuable experience whether you get there or you don't.
Big news today in DC sports. Finally, the end of the road for Yevgeny Kuznetsov with the Washington Capitals. The Caps have been trying to get out of the 92 business for a couple of seasons now, it would appear. But because of what was a really large contract, they just haven't been able to. Today, the Caps traded Kuznetsov, who'd already been placed on waivers, sent to Hershey. To get rid of Kuznetsov, the Capitals had to take on 50% of the money remaining on his deal. They get a third-round pick back in 2025, which actually feels like pretty good value, frankly, for a player that they wanted to move on from. But you paid money to do it, retaining 50% of the contract. Kuzi is 31. His deal goes through next hockey season. Total cap hit of $7.8 million next year. A little over $8 million, I should say, in actual money owed. And they're going to pay about half of that. Basically, they're saying, you take him. We'll give you some money. You give us a third-round pick. But Kuzi is one of those, to steal a description from Facebook, it's complicated with Yevgeny Kuznetsov.
Mm-hmm.
Stanley Cup hero. Legend. The best player for Washington. Without a doubt. In their 2018 Cup run in the playoffs. He was amazing. He scored the breakaway goal on a feed from Alex Ovechkin to beat the Pittsburgh Penguins in Game 6 into this moment still what was the greatest sports moment of my life. The Nats were run in 19 was amazing. I'm not saying it wasn't more fun or every bit as good as the Caps run, but at that moment, you expected in overtime you were going to lose to the Penguins because that's what always happened.
Yeah, Caps were first, man. They broke through.
You expected that they would lose in Game 7 because that's what always happened, and they wouldn't get out of Round 2. Until Yevgeny Kuznetsov on the fly, giving them the bird, changed the world in a moment that so many of us will never forget.
Tang on the right wing to Crosby. Poke check away, and now the counter. Here come the Caps. Kuznetsov gets loose. Yevgeny coming down the middle. A shot, and it comes in over. He scores! He scores! Yevgeny Kuznetsov wins it for Washington! It's off to the third round! The Demons have been exorcised! Good morning, good afternoon, and good night, Pittsburgh! We're going to Tampa Bay! The Capitals have done it!
First of
chills,
all,
chills, bro.
What a damn call.
Chills.
By John Wall.
Come on.
God, that's so good. That is aged like fine wine, by the way.
Mm-mm-mm.
That call. Kuzi did it. The breakaway, going to the backhand. You couldn't really tell initially.
Yeah. So
he knew.
I remember in the room with all my buddies watching the game, my one friend goes, oh, he saved it. And then when I saw goaltender turn his little head over that left shoulder, I saw crestfallen, pudgy, GED, no teeth fans right behind just sink into their seats. I said, no, he didn't. The celebration. They beat those bastards. So much joy is taken from me. Over those years, I got a little back.
One of my favorite sounds ever, I didn't know how much I loved it until that cup run, is the road game walk-off win where you hear your team like screaming and it's weird noises and clanking and sticks being dropped and, you know, everything being thrown in the air and guys piling on each other.
Why is it so quiet?
It's like the mics picking up from a distance, the squealing and the screaming.
Yep.
But no, you can't hear everything because it's so quiet in the crowd. Because all of those people are doing the thing that I did dozens.
So many times.
And dozens of times at Capital One Arena. You mentioned it. The slumping into your seat, the staring right down at the ground. All the great moments of the season kind of replaying in your head. The campaign and what you thought might happen in the playoffs flashing before your eyes.
1,000-yard stare into oblivion.
And then you just kind of slowly get up. You don't say a word to anyone around you. And you start slinking up the steps into the concourse for a really sad drive home in the beginning of your offseason. and they were doing it.
It was their
turn.
And
my team was piling on each other.
It was their turn.
It was because of Kuz.
You suffer, not me.
He has been a massive disappointment pretty much since then.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, he was one of the worst players in the league. I mean, I'm not trying to belittle him. 17 points, 43 games. If you look at the analytics really dating back to the start of last year, Kuzi, from a metric standpoint, has been, certainly at his price tag, but just in general, you know, one of the worst marquee players in hockey. This is not even to talk about some of the off-field issues on the ice that he's been dealing with. So the Capitals were just good. They were ready to move on. I think they probably tried to trade him the last two off seasons. And with so much term left, no one was going to take him on, seemingly unmotivated or just not at the top of his game. But while I am happy it's over today,
yep,
like this is a good thing for the Capitals. You free up some money. You move on from the Kuznetsov act over the last few seasons, if you will. To say anything other than the lead should be Stanley Cup champion, Stanley Cup hero, the guy that brought you the cup with a few of his buddies. Like, that has to be where the conversation starts. And then we can do whatever else we want to.
Mm-hmm.
But 18, man.
Yep.
18 happened, buddy. We'll always have it.
They took the poison away. They fixed the wound. All that bile and venom and hatred and malice and depression and sadness that comes with being a DC sports fan, they opened up that pipe, let all the steam out. I don't have the same venom. I saw my two championships. I got back-to-back championships. I'm good for another while. Right? I'm not going to have all that darkness in my heart every time the other team gets possession of the puck or scores the first run in the series or, you know, makes a three-point shot against my team. I'll be fine. I'll be able to root and go up and down because of what that group did. And he's the one who beat Pittsburgh. He did it.
This was the call on television. This was the NBC national telecast, also known as the Penguins home feed, during that playoff run,
mm-hmm,
where the Capitals eliminated those damn Penguins with Kuznetsov scoring.
One strike away from a seventh game, or one strike away for the Caps from a meeting with Tampa Bay in the conference final. It is Ovechkin moving back. He gets it onto Kuznetsov, moving on in. He scores! The Capitals have made it to the Eastern Conference final for the first time in 19 years.
Give him the bird, Kuz. Give him the bird. Let's go. By the way, Doc Emmerich's the best.
So good.
Now, he is a Pittsburgh native, for the record. He's, mm-hmm, a Pittsburgh guy.
I think all the guys in that broadcast were Pittsburgh natives.
He's actually the one that he's even
really
from
is,
Pittsburgh,
yeah,
that like doesn't come off as a Penguins fan.
Mm-hmm.
He's just the best and the nicest guy that's ever lived, by the way. What a great call by him.
Yeah, he's a poet.
I remember, like the rest of you, uh-huh, exactly where I was. The unbridled joy. Just grabbing anyone near you and hugging them until they couldn't breathe. Just squeezing them as hard as you could. The celebration was on. And how about Ovi starting that?
Yep. Never forget that part too, right?
Ovi.
Little poke check, little steal off a Crosby stick. Sorry about it.
Winning a puck, sending it ahead. Evgeny means necessary.
Absolutely.
The boys are on to the Eastern Conference final.
It's that moment of joy, and you. I don't want to say it balances or you kind of forget about everything else, but I think you touched on it. I mean, pretty much before that, and then even directly after that, unbelievable amounts of disappointment, you know, for a guy that is so capable, is so good. Not that much is expected of fourth line Freddie. A dude with those gifts and that unbelievable set of skills and stick handling and speed and grace, just an absolute superstar who didn't seem to want it. That rubs a lot of fans the wrong way.
The Caps have 26 draft selections over the next 3 years. Everyone keeps screaming that they should be rebuilding. What do you think they're doing?
Rebuilding?
Just because they still have Alex Ovechkin and John Carlson and TJ Oshie doesn't mean they aren't retooling and rebuilding this thing as they go. 26 draft picks now after their flurry of moves here. The deadline is still 40 minutes away, waiting on word to see what happens. I'd be surprised if Max Pacioretty isn't traded. Less likely, but it's possible, I guess, Lindgren or Dowd could be moved. Nick Dowd's probably my favorite player on the team, so I'm hoping, unless they get a first-round pick, that they don't trade him. They better get some good value with guys who have some term and control left going into next season. But Kuzi gets the goodbye treatment on Grant and Danny. When one of our DC sports heroes leaves, you know the drill right here on The Fan.
Right wing to Crosby. Volchek away and now the counter. Here come the Caps. Kuznetsov gets loose. Evgeny coming down the middle. A shot and it comes in over. He scores! He scores! Evgeny Kuznetsov wins it for Washington! It's off to the third round! The Demons have been exorcised! Good morning! Good afternoon! And good night, Pittsburgh! We're going to Tampa Bay! The Capitals have done it!
I would have preferred it not to have been the Carolina Hurricanes if I could just pick some nits real quick.
Yeah, I mean, if it was one of those things where it was up to me, does it go to Carolina? I go, no.
Like the Dallas Stars would have felt better.
The LA Kings.
Sure.
Vancouver.
He's Danny. I'm Grant. You're listening to The Fan. You want to talk Kuzi? 800-636-1067. MGM National Harbor Listener Lines. Next, Mel Kiper thinks that J.J. McCarthy is climbing the draft board so much so that Commanders fans might need to start considering a possible McCarthy selection. Let's get into that next on G&D.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks to Toby for the update. We're Grant and Danny. Welcome back, and much appreciate you guys listening to the show as always. Mel Kiper has been breaking down the draft longer than anybody. Respected analyst when it comes to not only his opinion, his scouting acumen, but he's a guy that knows people all around the league, has a pretty good beat on what teams are thinking. This is what Mel Kiper had to say about Michigan quarterback J.J. McCarthy, who is climbing draft boards. We've talked about this, Danny.
That's right. Yeah.
When were we in Ashburn? I said
couple
about
weeks
3 weeks ago, yeah, he's going to go in the top 10. And my reason for that was, as much as I was surprised, I kept hearing whenever I asked people that are with teams around football, the guy that no one is talking enough about is J.J. McCarthy. He will not get past Minnesota at 12. I'm trying to think of some of the other teams in that range they were kind of linking him to. But the idea was, when he sits down and meets with teams, they'll fall in love with him. It's like when your kid has a friend from school that comes over and you're like super impressed. You're just like, man, well-raised, please and thank you.
Be more like Michael, yeah.
That's what was going to happen, right? As people watched his film, they were going to see there's probably more meat on this bone than we thought. He wasn't asked to do a whole lot.
You can get through it quickly because there aren't that many pass attempts.
Dominant run game, really good defense, didn't ever really have to be special. But in games where he needed to throw it or put up big numbers, he generally did, and they still won. But listen to what Mel Kiper had to say about J.J. McCarthy on ESPN today.
I think Caleb won. Let's eliminate any discussion about Jaden maybe overtaking Caleb. I don't think that's happening. Jaden settles in two. Drake May, J.J. McCarthy is a battle. I think that's legitimate. I'm talking this morning to people before the show, and all I hear is J.J. McCarthy.
Wow.
J.J. McCarthy is so smart, so tough, athletic. He almost, because of what he was protected in doing, because they didn't let him carry the offense, has benefited from that because it adds some mystery to it. He's kind of old school quarterback. You know, he didn't have been throw it 40, 50 times. It wasn't on him just throwing all these bubble screens and all over the place. Bottom line is J.J. McCarthy could overtake Drake May. Could. Possibly. Yeah. Oh, it looks like Field. I am 12 to Denver. People look say he's going to top 10. Somebody maybe Jim Harbaugh trades off of five. You guys were talking about a trade, Field, I know, with the Chargers, right? And others were talking about a trade, Jordan Reed. Maybe they do. Maybe Jim allows somebody to jump up and get his quarterback.
Kuiper today suggesting J.J. McCarthy is being taken back into the top five. So a couple of notable items there. Number one, he's got Williams and then Jaden Daniels. And then the conversation begins for him, kind of best of the rest at three. And that's where he's saying, this is one guy's opinion, but he's got McCarthy closing in on Drake May, and he thinks it's possible that McCarthy's the third quarterback taken. It's always funny that there are no games being played and the conversation
guys are moving up and down,
changes and changes. I understand that you're poking, you're prodding, you're evaluating, you're meeting with. So I don't have as big a problem with the rankings changing because there is more information constantly coming in. But what do you make of that? Here we are, Danny. It's March 8th. We are about a month and a half away from the NFL draft. And Mel Kiper is saying, not just his opinion, but like based on what he's hearing, there is a chance J.J. McCarthy is creeping into the top five now.
I think it's happening. I really do. Maybe not top five, but he's not getting out of the first 10. I think that's
a lock.
Yeah.
My bigger question now is, I don't want to go hard in the paint. I guess it doesn't really matter if I'm wrong. But I feel like he's going to go fourth overall.
Is that assuming Arizona makes a move?
Yes. I think it's going to go Caleb Williams one, Commanders pick between the two guys we've been talking about forever, Daniels and May.
Then the other guy goes three.
Other guy goes three to the Patriots. And then the Cardinals trade out of four, and one of the teams, Denver, Minnesota, whoever they are, Atlanta, comes up to four and takes McCarthy. And I think for the first time ever, we go quarterback, 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 quarterback in the first four picks.
That would be something. But to me, it's, depends on what Atlanta likes at eight. If they're in the Kirk Cousins business or, they could trade up, trade out of that spot. Someone else could move in. Denver's a candidate now, especially with the Russell Wilson news finalized. They could be frisky and move up. I still think the Giants are taking a QB. He could go there at six.
You do?
I still do, yeah.
See, I don't see that.
I think they can get out of Jones after this year. And so I think they're going to start doing that.
Would you sit a quarterback for a year?
I don't know that they'd love doing that, but I think they're kind of looking. They may not have another opportunity like this, picking where they are.
If you took McCarthy at six, I think you could probably sit him for at least half the year.
Yeah, because you've got so much money in Jones, and
But if you had to move up to four to get him, there's no way you would.
Then that's more complicated. But so I'm just looking at spots where I think he could go, right? And now you're we could start picking off a bunch of them. I don't think Arizona's taking a quarterback, so they could very well move back. Someone jumps in there to do your four in a row scenario, right?
What about Vegas?
That's another one.
Come up from 13 to four.
It's another one.
That'd be a hell of a haul for Arizona, by the way. Monty Austin Ford, their general manager, would be, I don't know if he could do a cartwheel, but he'd be doing a jig and a cartwheel in the war room at that point. Move back nine spots. You're getting a nice return, a few first-round picks in the future. But those are the teams I'm thinking. It's that run of 11, 12, 13, Minnesota, Denver, and Vegas. One of them. Now, Atlanta, to your point, could absolutely be that team. I just think the Falcons end up with Cousins or Fields. To me, that's a ready-made club for a veteran quarterback that can compete under Raheem Morris.
I'm with you. Yeah, because defensively, they're sneaky good. Nobody gave them credit for it. They got nice pieces. They are a veteran signal caller away. I mean, if they'd have to morph things for Fields, but they should be in the market for both of those guys. Fields and Cousins.
You're a Fields guy. You got to be surprised. The market for him is minuscule at this
point. I'm not. Because it's going to require maybe more than you'd want to give up, and you're basically going, I have to give up a pretty high draft pick to then figure out if I'm going to have to pay this guy a boatload. I've kind of missed the excellent window. So, like, to me, somebody in the the late teens. I don't know if there's a great fit. Yeah, like a Seattle could and should maybe do it.
Geno said they're going to roll with him.
You know, like I'm trying to think of another good example. Like if it doesn't work out in Tampa with Baker Mayfield, they're the type of team that should be doing it. But it's not. It's a bit of an experiment, and you don't get a lot of years of benefit. Now, if he's great, you don't worry about it. But I don't know that he'd be great right away.
Here's the J.J. McCarthy question I want to ask. If we find out, hypothetically, that one of the teams that really, really has liked and is enamored with and falls in love with him is Washington, and I think two is way too rich. So I don't even know if that's realistic to suggest that they would take him over Daniels or over May. But let's find out that, or let's suggest that, you know, let's say we find out that they are toying with moving back a couple picks because they think they could still get him. Like, they feel like as long as we're in the top four, we can get McCarthy and pick something up that helps. Is that something that you guys could be okay with? Because the perception is that Drake May and Jaden Daniels are the two players that have the highest ceilings. Those are the special prospects that are in the top tier, so to speak, and that McCarthy was a game manager at Michigan in college is not on that level. Is that something with a GM that you trust, Adam Peters and Lance Newmark calling the shots, that you could get behind? Moving back a pick or two and finding out maybe they really like McCarthy mm-hmm. and that they would add probably a future first, maybe a second or third or both this year, something like that.
Yeah, look, I'm not enthused about McCarthy. I'm also not a scout. Just somebody that watched some college football like you guys do. It's not what I would do, but that doesn't matter to me. The thing that I care about is when this draft is over, it's Harris, it's Peters, it's Dan Quinn, it's whoever else you want to put on that podium, and the new kid quarterback. Whoever they like, I want that. I want to not mess around. I don't want to kick the can down the road Rivera style. I want the dude that they're telling me is the franchise guy. I want to give him every chance to succeed for 2+ years. If he's not the dude, let's do this again in 2 years, 3 years.
So you'd sign off then on moving back two picks and taking McCarthy?
Yeah. And I'm going, oh, okay, you better be right. You better hope that Drake May isn't that dude, or you better hope that, you know, Jaden Daniels isn't crushing people and that the guy that you picked is better. But it's on paper, that's pretty smart, right? I mean, you're adding picks. You're adding to already a pretty, giant net that you can cast to improve your roster, that you end up with a young signal caller and more picks. That's pretty good to me.
I don't think of McCarthy as safe by any means. I don't know how you feel about that. I think that there are giant risks in all of these guys. Like, I don't know that, is he more risky than Jaden Daniels in terms of being a solid NFL quarterback? I don't think he is. I don't think he has a ceiling anywhere near Daniels is. That's the difference to me.
So
Jaden Daniels, if it clicks, maybe that's Lamar. Jaden Daniels, if it clicks, maybe he's an MVP type in this new era of electricity and athletic ability, being able to run and throw and do everything. That's not McCarthy. But if you're saying, like, fast forward 5 years, what is the chance that fill in the blank is a good NFL quarterback? I'm not sure that the Daniels versus May versus McCarthy is that different, honestly.
He feels more high floor to me, and maybe that's what people mean by safe.
Yeah, because if you ask him to kind of do what he did at Michigan, like Minnesota as an example, I'm just picking one of these teams, where you've got Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison. They don't have a running game at all, but they're going to probably build one this offseason. They've got a really good left tackle in Darisaw, much improved offensive line over the last calendar year or so. Hockenson has a torn ACL, but will be back, ideally, in the early part of the season. Heavy play action, drop back game. If they establish some type of running game, which they had none of, it was kind of all on Cousins the last couple years under O'Connell, you can make the case that's a Michigan-ish situation for him where his floor is probably fairly high. But here, where you don't have a lot of that insulation, it's a very different conversation.
Right. Or in Atlanta, for example, right, where you go flip it to Kyle Pitts on a bubble screen and enjoy yards after the catch, and you got Drake London going medium, and Bijan Robinson's a weapon. Pretty good offensive line, good defense. Don't do anything to beat us. There may be something to that, right? And then maybe he would grow into a system, like think Russell Wilson, think Ben Roethlisberger, think some of those guys that have gone to good programs surrounded by good talent. So safer is interesting to me. I mean, the temptation, I thought of this while you were talking. The temptation would be for me as an offensive mind, I would go, oh, my God, look what I can do with Jaden Daniels. look at all of the things at my disposal. Whereas if I have J.J. McCarthy, I'm going, I should probably not pretend I'm a kid in a candy store and just be very focused on, you know, punting on after some third and longs.
See,
right?
I think that's disrespectful to McCarthy, who...
But I don't mean to say that he's bad. It's just like I'm not doing read option with him. I'm not doing all sorts
but
of
he's plenty
sprint
athletic.
Outs of that.
Yeah. He can move. He can run. He can get out of the pocket. And he's got a big... We saw it at the combine. He's got a pretty strong arm. I mean, you start testing out some of those velocities the way that they were doing. I mean, he is probably toolsier than people want to give him credit for. He just was in a situation where we didn't get to see it very much. We have basically made this a May versus Daniels conversation in town. Can you be okay if the Commanders end up falling for another quarterback, either moving back to get that guy and or possibly, it probably would only be McCarthy in this case, taking somebody else when they're on the clock at two? Is that something that you could be okay with? 800-636-1067 on Grant and Danny on the Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
First down and 10 of the 45. Play action. J.J. McCarthy lobs it wide open. Caught at the 10. 5. Touchdown, Colston Loveland. 45 yards.
That's my guy Gus Johnson on the call of a big noon kick between Ohio State and Michigan. That was one of 20 pass attempts and 16 completions for J.J. McCarthy in that game against number two, Ohio State. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on the Fan. Mel Kiper says McCarthy could be working his way into the top five. We've been hearing for weeks that he was likely to go in the top 10. The more teams talk to him, the more they like him. Just 22 touchdowns and four picks, sub 3,000 yards this past season. There was a game, think about this, against Penn State, where he played four quarters of football and went 7 for 8. Because they didn't throw the ball in the second half. Because they didn't have to. That's what we're talking about here, Danny.
That's right.
That game, 7 of 8 for 60 yards. No touchdowns, no picks. But there are also games occasionally where he's been able to, you know, let his hair down a little bit and has to go out there and sling it. And, you know, he puts up 335 and throws the ball almost 40 times against Purdue in a 40-point effort.
I think over his last, what was it, 5-6 games, he had one outing over 200 yards passing. Just because that's not what they did. So it's always so this reminds me of what it was like watching college football in the 80s and 90s. Like you watch a Big 12 team and the guys, they're scoring 60 points or whatever. Then you watch some wishbone quarterback that they're prognosticating what he might do with the NFL. It's almost like that.
Pro style offense played for Jim Harbaugh.
Mm-hmm.
Those two things, I think, also going to play pretty well in some meeting rooms.
I agree with you.
Around the league. Let's go to Kevin in Arlington. Kevin, the question is, everybody, including us, is just kind of pitting May against Daniels and saying it'll be one of those two. Could you be okay with McCarthy either moving back a few picks or if they overdraft him at two?
Hey, guys, happy Friday and happy NHL trade deadline day. Yes, Dang. I could, and I'll explain in a moment. However, with respect to Kuzi, if I would just like to add one more thing. On the Dragon Slayer goal in Pittsburgh, the beauty of it was that Crosby turned it over to Ovechkin, who fed him on it. That was a very important detail that Sid.
Very delightful.
Yeah, we talked about
Indeed,
that.
Yeah.
That is a important note on one of the great plays in Caps history.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, I think you all know I'm from Tuscaloosa, Alabama, originally, where I was born. I'm a big Bama fan, but I've always sort of had Michigan as my side piece. I've always been interested in Michigan and Michigan men. And, well, the GOAT came from Michigan, that being Tom Brady. So I'm intrigued. I think there are more question marks with Daniels and May at 2 and 3, despite their great talent, then maybe people are letting on, and I think that's beginning to come out. So if this brain trust, if they think J.J.'s the guy, and remember, I think J.J. was a top recruit when he went to Michigan, I think we'd have to consider it, and I entrust them with it. But I just want to throw one more curveball. What if Harbaugh wants J.J.? You think we can flip 2 for Herbert? Hello, boys.
Don't even let me dream about
that. I like the meal you're cooking up, but it's just probably not one based in reality. You're not trading Justin Herbert. You hit the jackpot there. You got the big-bodied, prototypical, pro-style quarterback. They've already locked him up. He's going to be there for a long, long time. And Harbaugh went to the Chargers because they have Herbert. He didn't go there because you like being in the AFC West and you'll figure out your quarterback situation. Shane's in Virginia. What's up, Shane?
Hey, Shane.
Hey, Commander Danny Grant. Sorry, I'm underneath the weather. Hey, look, absolutely not. We stick at the – he's not even the second-best player in this draft. That's you're telling me he's the second-best player in this draft? Absolutely not. He's, no, absolutely. We stay where we're at 2. If you trade back, then let's get our need, an offensive lineman, a defensive lineman, something that we need that's not a want right now. No, absolutely not. And let me touch on this one quick about the Wizards. The way they can turn this program around at the number one pick, there's a guy out there by the name of Dalton Connect that can turn the Wizards around. I'm telling you, the guy's unguardable, and he's fantastic. But, no, you stay at 2. You have to stay at 2. You don't drop back and get a guy that played in the Big Ten that had no competition at all the whole time he was there. They play one game a year. Everybody knows it, and that's it. Absolutely not.
Appreciate you, buddy.
Thanks, Tim.
Hopefully you get that voice healed up. Dalton Connect, I didn't have to Google it to know. Tennessee Volunteer, Shane.
That's crazy.
But he,
what?
I actually did watch a game recently where he lit it up. But I think if Shane was a GM for a DC sports team, every single player on the team would be from Tennessee.
You might see some Tennessee flavor.
He loves the Vols, doesn't he? G&D on the Fan, looking at the top of the draft board. Where are the veteran quarterbacks going to end up? Want to dive into that as we continue next on The Fan as well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.